Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Kristen Ace. Kristen Ace is a professional actress, writer, storyteller, and healer. She created Good Vibrations with Kristen as an avenue to combine her gifts and talents for uplifting conversations to raise the vibration of the earth and all that tune in. Join us today as we talk about her work as a professional storyteller, healing work, and her radio show. We'll also be talking about how you can raise your own vibration, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. To find out more about Kristen Ace and her radio show, Good Vibrations with Kristen, please visit her websites, www.kristenace.com, that's KristinAce.com, and www.goodvibrationswithkristen.com. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you, Margot. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Oh, I am so happy to be having you as my guest for my show today. I have to say that I absolutely love the name of your show, Good Vibrations with Kristen, and the whole idea of raising the vibrations of our planet and the people that listen, and it's just such a wonderful thing. I'm so glad that you're doing that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I love the name of yours because it is in the same vein of just celebrating life and what we do in life to make the world a better place to be, which, you know, was the whole point of GVK, was to, you know, to, I had been doing storytelling, professional storytelling, and I thought, how can I move my stories out into the world in a more profound avenue so that more people can be reached, so that my message can spread faster and wider? And this just seemed like the most, at the time, obvious place to go, was in a podcast or in a radio show, so that you actually don't have to go live into an audience, even though I love working with my audiences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how long ago did you start the radio show?
Good Vibrations with Kristen has been in existence for 2 years now, and I'm now moving into my third year. So just a little bit of time.
Well, you know, that's a while. That shows that it's something that you enjoy doing. You know, you wouldn't keep doing it if you didn't enjoy it, right?
I absolutely love it. I mean, I love it on different levels, too. I love talking with the people that I talk with because I think it's really fun to communicate with people that are doing what they love to change the planet or to help the planet. So that always inspires me. But I also love sharing my storytelling and my insights from my own life. And I've, you know, many people have come to me, whether it's through email or through my website or just passing me on the street and saying, oh, I heard that story and it reminded me of this and it brought me back to that. And I really, you know, I really felt uplifted, or it brought tears to my eyes because it reminded me of something that I had forgotten in my own life. So I love that aspect of what I do.
Well, storytelling is so important. It's really how we get messages, I think, is by stories, you know, people don't get it by just hearing facts. They get it by hearing stories that touch their hearts, stories that remind them of things that they've done or known or need to remember. You know, there's so many aspects of them that, is that why you say that you have conversations on your show rather than interviews? Is that why?
Yeah, because I feel like it's so much more interesting to hang out in someone's living room and have a chat than to go to a lecture. So for me, interviewing is like a lecture. But when we're just chatting away about something, then I also think that people can listen and drive, or listen and go for a power walk, or listen and put on their makeup, or whatever it is that they're doing in their day, they can listen and not have to take notes or anything. Because also later on my blog, which is always attached to that particular conversation, there'll be links that you can access and people's websites that you can go to and always information about the person I'm talking with. But also because, you know, I find it more interesting. Because I also find that people open up more profoundly when they're just chatting. That's how I feel.
Well, you know, I could really relate to that when you had said that you do it that way, because a lot of people think of these shows as being interviews, but for me it's really been all along, for my show also, more a conversation about what it means for that person to live their music. And by telling the stories to help, hopefully help inspire other people to live the music they hear calling them. And, you know, as Wayne Dyer says, don't die with your music still in you, he means don't die with what you feel called to do still in you, really. You know, I mean, it, sometimes it is music. And a lot of
well,
my guests, it is.
Well, don't you think it's fun? And Margo, don't you think it's fun that when you're talking with someone, you can always find something in their life that you identify with? Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so then there's then you get not just a sense of community, but a knowing that there is a community outside of your world that has resonance with what you do. And I think that brings us all together just a little bit closer, which I think is really important. How are we all connected? And when we're telling our stories and sharing laughter or sharing a frustration or a sorrow, and we're identifying with each other, that's when we start to realize, oh, we are really all connected. We are really all having these feelings. And I could say to my teenage daughter, you know, honey, you're not the only one who has those feelings. I'm actually in a I'm in a completely different phase of my life than you are, but I have those feelings too. So you really aren't all alone in the world with these feelings that you think no one else is having.
That's so true. That's so true. So you have a teenage daughter. Do you have any other children?
I have two teenagers, a 16-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter. It's quite a ride.
We have one son, and he's 25 now, so it brings back memories of those ages when I hear the ages. But we've only had a boy, not a girl.
Oh, okay. So I know the both experiences for me are vastly different, how my son handled the uncomfortableness of early teenhood compared to how my daughter is handling it. So I'm grateful to have been able to experience both of those worlds, but it also reminds me that I'm so glad I'm not a teenager anymore.
Oh, so glad. That is so true. That is so true. I know exactly what you mean. And we would have loved to have had a girl, but it just wasn't meant to be. It just, you know, and I always like to look at what's good about things. And that's my first question. I always ask, what's good about this? And what's good about it is that, you know, it just was what was meant to be, and it allowed us to focus more on him. But if we'd had two, then I would have found out what was great about that. So, yeah.
Well, that's It's always... it makes life a lot less, I don't want to say, I'm trying to think of the word, not cumbersome, but it makes life a lot less stressful if you can always find a positive bent on what's happening. And sometimes it takes a little while. I mean, I personally felt that there was a positive to having a boy and a girl instantly. But there are downsides to having more than one child, because then they don't get the attention that they think they need. You know what I mean?
So true. So true. And then there's also sibling rivalry, which is something that we never had to deal with having one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's delightful. It really is. but now, it's interesting because both my kids, they're having the rivalry right now. But when they were young, they didn't have that. So I know that they will go back to their energetically compatibility when they're a little bit older.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm the first of five kids, and the oldest of the five being only 2 years older than the next one down, and then they're all a year apart. And we didn't really have rivalry, to, so to speak, when I think back on it, though, even though there was a lot of us. It was more just a matter of that it took until we got to be grown-ups, I guess you'd call it, in our 20s, and later that we started getting to be friends, you know, really.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's not
well,
just about rivalry. It's about getting to be friends.
Well, I think you can be friends when you know who you are, and when you're young and developing and trying to find out who you are, that's where the friction comes in. Because I sense from my kids, they love us, they love my husband and I, but they don't want to be us, but they don't know how not to be because they haven't been anything else but with us. And so that's where the breaking and the friction comes from, and then the tension in the house happens. But I think it's all a natural way of finding your own story and learning how to be true to yourself, which is easier to do when you're not living at home and you've had some independence and you've discovered who you are and started to get comfortable in your skin.
So true. And that's the thing. You know, our son has changed a lot during the years since when he left for college back in 2008. And he's been living down in Southern California ever since he started college, and his work's down there now, too. And so he's very different now than he was then. But you're right. I mean, he loves being with us, and we love being with him, but he needed to be on his own in order to figure out who he really was and not just who we were or who he was with us.
Right, and how he saw himself with you,
mm-hmm.
which I think is always what is so challenging when kids go away and come back, because they started to form their own sense of self, which might be vastly different than what you've seen.
Right.
But I think it's really important. I really do.
Oh, it really is. It really is. It's so important. And I think it also can help parents to be happier, too, if they start realizing that, hey, you know, they're not here to be who I want them to be. They're here to be who they're here to be. And
absolutely.
That can be a challenge, but that's what has to happen. And
well, I think people mistake the idea that because you've brought these children into the world, however you've done it, whether it's through adoption, whether it's however you've brought these children to you, be their guide, that's really all you are, is a guide. We come in who we are with our past lives, our own karma, our own life soul paths forged before we even get here. So, and some of those things get buried or muddled, but you know, we come in with a specific set of tools and gifts. So, that was very clear to me, just even with my kids in utero. Both of them inside of me were very different. My dreams were different. My behaviors were different. My hormones were different. So I knew instantly that these kids were different people.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's an experience that I'll never experience, the differences in it. But, you know, it's really a good reminder for us all that we need to, although we are, like you were saying earlier, we're all connected and we're all actually a lot more alike than we are different. People think that everybody's so different. And yet, you know, really, I mean, that's, I think, the beauty of storytelling and your radio show, for example, is it helps people realize how much that they are like other people and learn from each other's experiences.
Well, and I love that you brought in storytelling about that, because one of the things that I love about that nothing will replace performing live, because you start picking up the energy in the audience and people start ooing in places or crying in another place or laughing so hard in another place, because it's, again, it's that identification. And for me, it's most important that whatever show I put out there, and hopefully all my stories, too, that you hear on the podcast, are that there's a universal theme that can be picked up. And I've had people come to my shows, my live shows, from the age of 80 down to the age of 14. Every single one of those people gets something different, because the universality of the human emotion. Our experiences might be different, or the way we experience that particular emotion may be different. But the fact is, we have all experienced, you know, fear, pain, joy, trepidation, excitement, all of those things are that's within our little confines of being human. And mm-hmm. so to share all that is really important, because then that keeps us from being separate. And because I think when we become separate from one another, that's why war starts. I always think mm-hmm. of the people in other countries, in general, those people want the same thing that we want. They want to feed and clothe their children. They want to eat sustainable and healthy food. They mm-hmm. want to love each other and practice their own, you know, religious beliefs. They don't want things that different from us. How they experience those things are going to be different. But the human desire is almost always very uniform.
It's true. That's so true. You know, the way I met you, I believe, was because I had Julie on my show, Julie Bond Genovese.
Yes.
Nothing short of joy. And she is just such a joy. She really is. I just wanted mm-hmm. to make sure that we mentioned her on the show. And I loved having her on my show. It was on November 12th, 2014. So if anyone wants to listen to the recording of that show, they can. But I love her and her book, Nothing Short of Joy. She is such a joy. And
she
I'm
is.
Really...
She's been on my podcast, I think, 3 or 4 times. That's how much I love her. It's just, wow. She brings such a bright perspective of looking at it from the positive point of view to life, that it's always inspiring to hang out with her. Always. You
True.
Always feel like
and
you're just floating a couple inches off the ground after you talk to Julie.
You know, it's so funny because I really enjoyed her book and I had been wanting to get to know her more for a long time, but when I had her on the show, I just was blown away with how much fun it was talking with her. I had such a great
right.
time talking with her. And my husband even said it was one of the best shows that I had done up to that point, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And then speaking of shows, though, on yours, I loved the show that you had with Jack Canfield on recently, too, the author
oh,
of
yes. what?
Chicken Soup for the Soul and also the Success
yep.
Principles. Oh, my gosh. You know, he's been a teacher in my life since when our son was a little guy. One of my friends gave me some tapes called Self-Esteem and Peak Performance, and
mm-hmm.
he was the author of that, the speaker for that, for those tapes. And so, yeah, it was so cool to hear him on your show.
Well, I'll tell you the most wonderful thing about talking with Jack is how emotionally generous and accessible he is.
Mm-hmm.
Really just such a giving human being. And that is such a, it's uplifting just to be with somebody who's so kind and generous and really wants the best for anybody around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fun thing about what I do too, is you get all these different points of views on how to look at things in the positive aspect, or how to shift something so that your perspective shifts. Because for me, it's always about shifting your perspective. Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
once you
it
shift
is.
Your perspective around, and it could be any issue at all can present itself to you, but when you shift your perspective around it to know it from a different way, from a higher way, from a divine way, that to me is the key to living a healthy, emotional, happy life.
Sounds true to me. It sounds totally true to me. It just, you know, it is. It's all about changing how we look at things. It's about changing how we talk to ourselves. I think that that's a biggie there, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and I think that hearing other people's stories is a way that we can learn lessons that we need to learn from what I call OPE, other people's experience as well. Sometimes you can learn what works and sometimes you can learn what to avoid doing just by listening to someone else's story about what happened for them.
Absolutely. I actually learned so much just about parenting through my sister-in-law, who would say, you know, we tried this and that didn't work, Kristen, so you might want to think. And I listened to that and went, okay,
mm-hmm.
I remember Robin telling me that didn't work, so I'm going to try what worked for them because they've already done it twice before I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, every child is different, but to to learn from other people's mistakes or to learn what didn't work for them. It's always gives you just another leg up on the journey of life, I think.
Well, and also learning from their successes as well. You know, I mean, that's what Jack's book is about, really, is about learning from what successful people have done and what for them. And that's what so many of the books that are out there are like. And my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, is that way. It's about what I've learned that's helped me love my life and helped me not only live a life I love, but recreate it once our son left from here and went off to college. And, you know, because I loved having him here at home. That was the hardest thing for us, really, was having him take off and go to college, because we missed him and we missed all
right.
the fun aspects. And every time that he was in a different grade, we knew it was the only time. So the good
right.
thing about it, though, is it really made us savor every moment. And that's what I would say to parents out there, is savor the moments, you know, enjoy the different phases, because, boy, it all goes so fast.
Well, it does. It definitely goes fast. And it's and if you're able to not get overwhelmed by all the things that happen in those phases, then it is easier to savor it.
Yeah.
I think for me, again, I always go back to shifting your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If you're shifting your perspective around because I'm going to just be honest, the teen years are not easy at all.
Oh, I know. And it's probably especially having two of
time.
Them. Yeah.
But I can say that I've learned a lot already from my kids. I've learned a lot about how differently the world works today. I've learned a lot about how to tailor my parenting to each child and how to learn how to hear each child in their own way. So, and those skills help me out in the world, because not everybody is the same and everybody does need different ways of communicating and being heard. So my kids teach me that, and they keep me extremely accountable, extremely accountable. Like, they will say to me, "Well, Mom, that doesn't seem like a positive perspective." You know, and I'll go, "Oh, God, you know, it really wasn't. So how can I
yeah.
do that?" And I know Jack shares a lot about people's successes, but it is, again, how they're viewing things. When they are presented with a situation that most people will take as, that's no good, that's not going to work, I'm not going to make it, their
mm-hmm.
perspective is, oh, that person just doesn't understand what I'm saying, so I'll just go to the next person and the next person and the next person. And inevitably, that person finds a group of people or at least one person who gets their message and believes in it, and that shifts everything.
Mm-hmm. So true. You know, the time is going by so quickly, and I just want to remember to say that next week on Wednesday, April 8th, 2015, I'm going to have two guests, and they will be Trisha Greenwood and Stephen C. And we'll be talking about how they're living their music, and I'll be playing a new song by them titled Soul Harmony during the show.
Mm.
And it's a beautiful song, Kristen. It's a duet that they did, and very uplifting, very up-tempo song. The first time I heard it, I really loved it. She had reached out to me through Facebook and asked if I'd be interested in maybe hearing the song. And then when I heard the song and she asked if she could be on the show, and I said, "Wow, I love that song. Yes, I would love to have you two on." So they're going to be my guests next week.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to tuning in and hearing the song.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good show. And I also wanted to remind people that they can sign up for my weekly Live Your Music news messages on my website at margojoydenader.com. And I want all of us, including you and me, Kristen, to think about the questions about living our music. What music do you hear calling you right now? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a beautiful place. And, I mean, I know, Kristen, that there's a lot of problems out there, but there's also a lot of love, and there's a lot of really good things that happen. And I really appreciate you and your show for helping point that out and help people learn from each other's experience. I think that's a really wonderful thing.
Thank you, Margot. I feel the same way about you. I really do. I think it's so important to honor people and honor people who are honoring their own music. It's really a powerful way of letting people know that they matter. Because while we all have similar feelings, we all have unique gifts, and we all bring those gifts to the world in our own way. So there may be 10,000 musicians, but each one of those musicians is going to bring music to the world in a very unique manner. And that is what is exciting. That's what makes living on this earth so powerful.
Yeah, it's so true, you know. I mean, people think, well, oh, the world doesn't need another painting or another song or this or that, but it does. It needs
your perspective.
No, well, I mean, some people think that. I'm not saying you do, but, you know, some people think that, but it's true. And, I mean, just the joy of creating and also co-creating with other people. That's, I mean, like this song that these two did is a co-creation between the two of them. I don't know the full story yet. I'm just getting to know her. But it started out with them, with some idea that came to her, and then the two of them put it together. So the whole point is that to collaborate, and it's fun to collaborate. It's fun to share the journey, and that's why I like to say, live your music, enjoy the journey, and share your success, because, and you know, that's what makes life fun, is to be able to enjoy time with people that are like-minded, that are creative, and that are living their music, and you can live along with them.
That's right. I agree with you 100%. And for all those people out there that think they are not creative, I just want to remind you that you get up in the morning and you create from the minute you are awake, and you're even creating while you're sleeping. So creativity is not just the arts. It's everything. It's everything that you do. You create every moment of every second of your life. So what are you creating?
Right? That's the thing. We need to be willing to look at what we're creating and decide if it's what we want, and then if it's not, make some different choices and create something different.
Right, and that's consciousness. That's awakeness. I used to think, I'm awake. I'm standing here. But I wasn't awake to my life. I wasn't awake to my desires. And I wasn't putting my gifts out in the world in a profound way that honored my music, which I do today because I'm more awake, because I'm aware of what I have to offer. And however that manifests in a positive way is what the divine desires of you.
No,
Well,
I wanted to say before we run out of time, I mean, we only have less than 2 minutes left, but you do healing work also, and can you tell us really briefly what that's about? Because I wanted to talk to you about that.
Oh, sure. I'm a certified La Ho Chi energy practitioner. I was certified over 7 years ago from the La Ho Chi Institute. There's only one institute in the world, and it is run by a woman named Beloved Heart Song. She brings trainings out all over the country. So you can go onto their website, lahochi.org, I think. And you can go onto my website. There's a link to it there. That, for me, was profoundly life-changing. And I think we might have to hear more about that on another day, because I'm afraid we'll run out of time. But what it did for me is it definitely changed my perspective to understand that the love that's all around us, and that no matter what, our energy matters on this earth, and it's most important that we put our energy out in a positive way, and that's possible, and it is, and that everything has a ripple effect, and that we may not understand that we're touching hundreds of thousands of people with one simple action, but we are. And so how do you want those actions going out into the world? So that I got all of that just from receiving the La Ho Chi, and then it was so profoundly affected me that I was called to then become a practitioner.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we're out of time. Everyone, go to her websites, Kristen's websites, kristinace.com and Good Vibrations with Kristen, and find out more about Kristen and all of the wonderful work that she does and how she's living her music. Thank you, Kristen, for being on my show. I really appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your music. I'm very grateful for you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Get out there and live your music in whatever ways that you feel called to do it. Bye, Kristen. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Margot.